Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. Today is Tuesday. It's December the 29th, and I'm so glad to be with you here sitting around the table. We're going to talk about Jesus for the next 30 minutes. I hope you can stick around for the entire show. How do we know, or how can we be sure we know Jesus? Well, I'm going to have the answer for you today. It's going to come from St. John, one of the original apostles. In his first letter, he tells us how we can be sure we know Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, this is challenging. This is going to be a little painful, but hang in there. It really is good news, even though it seems a bit rough. That's the beauty of Scripture. And that's what I really love about Scripture. When the Lord speaks through Scripture, he doesn't necessarily tell us what we want to hear. He tells us what we need to hear. And so, therefore, it is good news. But I think this reading is great because it's so clear. How can I be sure I know Jesus? That's a question that I've had, and maybe you've had it too. How do I really know? I think I know him, but can I be sure that I really know him? Well, John's going to give us the answer today, and we will talk about it. I hope you're doing well. I wanted to say Merry Christmas to you still, because we are still in the Christmas season, even though a lot of the radio stations aren't playing Christmas music anymore. It's kind of funny how it stops, isn't it? Just all of a sudden we run off the end of the cliff. But Christmas is a big day for us as Christians, and we don't want to let it stop after one day. After the December 25th, we want to really keep alive this idea of the Word becoming flesh. It's too big to be confined to one day. And that's why we celebrate Christmas for a period of time. So since we're in the Christmas season, we will still continue to say Merry Christmas here on this show. I hope you're able to really feel the peace and the joy that comes from the birth of Jesus, and that the idea of having a relationship with him. You know, there's a lot of craziness going on in the world. I feel it. I woke up today and I was a bit overwhelmed by some writing. I have some really tight deadlines. I'm working on back-to-back-to-back books, one after another, and I'm blessed to be able to have these contracts to write these books. But at times it gets overwhelming, especially when this crazy thing called life gets in the way, right? These things, these unexpected events and challenges. So I was telling my wife Eileen today when I woke up, I just wasn't feeling it. And I was starting to panic. How am I ever going to get everything done that I need to get done? Yesterday, I had some unexpected developments that prevented me from doing the recording of my weekly show. I had to push that to earlier today. But the bottom line is I caught myself, and I really think it's the Holy Spirit giving me a little nudge, and I remembered that what Jesus said, apart from me in John 15:5, you can do nothing. And that's what he reminded me. Gary, you can't do this. And I think, and I hope this encourages you in some way. I think he lets us become overwhelmed sometimes because he wants us to realize that we can't do anything without him. He doesn't want us to do anything without him. It's like when Jesus fed the 5,000. 5,000 men, right? That's what the Bible tells us, plus women and children. So estimates that I've read say we're talking like 12,000 people at least Jesus fed with 5 loaves and 2 fish. But if you remember how that story plays out, it's recorded in each of the 4 Gospels. That miracle, I should say, how that miracle plays out. Jesus had all these people to feed, 12,000 people. And he had 5 loaves and 2 fish. So his apostles came to him and said, Lord, send them away so they can get something to eat. It never even occurred to them that they had enough to feed the people. And Jesus said, no, don't send them away. You give them something to eat. And they said, but Lord, all we have is 5 loaves and 2 fish. That's not enough to feed thousands of people. And then Jesus said, have the people sit down, give me the loaves, give me the fish. And Jesus took them in his hands. He blessed them and he multiplied them. He performed a miracle so that there was enough food for all those thousands of people, plus some left over. And then what did he do? He gave the food to his disciples, his apostles, the leaders of his church. And he said, all right, guys, here you go. Give them out to the people. They were responsible for feeding the people. Remember in the beginning, Jesus said, you give them something to eat yourself. They didn't understand how it was possible. But the answer was, with God, all things are possible. I can do all things in him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. That's what that means. So when God calls us to do something, if he puts us in a situation, whatever it is, he wants us to trust. He wants us to turn to him and ask for help. And that's hard for us. Because what happens as we grow in faith, he puts us sometimes into increasingly difficult, more difficult situations where it's harder and harder to trust him because he wants us to grow in faith. So that's what I was facing this morning. I was starting to become overwhelmed. And then Eileen and I prayed our morning prayers. We went to Mass. And then things started to fall into place. I felt better and I realized that, yeah, of course I can't do this. But Jesus wanted me to turn to him and give him my work, what little I had, and let him multiply. And guess what? I had a good day today. But I tell you this to let you know that I'm not immune to becoming overwhelmed. It hits me sometimes too. Hits me a lot. And I'm getting better at recognizing it and correcting it. Like, oh no, how am I going to do this? Well, if the Lord brings you to it, he'll see you through it. You know that saying? I really believe that. So take that from somebody who struggles and who does become overwhelmed sometimes. The Lord's going to help you. Try not to panic. Don't panic, but just turn to him and ask for help. All right, so that's what I wanted to share with you today. I share that with you. It was unexpected. I didn't plan to share that with you, but I think the Holy Spirit wanted me to tell you that today. Don't panic. Turn to Jesus. Just ask for help. But anyway, how do you know if you know Jesus? Well, that's what we're going to talk about on today's show. All right, let's pray, and then we'll get right on with it. Okay, you ready? Let's do it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, wow. Thank you for being with us once again today. Father, we recognize that you are all-powerful. We recognize that you are all-knowing. We recognize that you love us with an unconditional love, and we recognize that you're here with us right now, watching over us, hearing our words, smiling at us because you love us so much. In fact, Father, we know that you created us because you love us. And you sustained us and provided for our needs at every instant since we were first conceived. And you do that because you love us. So we thank you for that love, Father. We thank you for taking care of all of our needs. We ask you to continue to provide for us. We offer our lives to you, Father, and ask you to use us as your instruments in the world. Father, we lift up our intentions to you. Please grant us everything we need. Help us deal with the problems of life that can be so overwhelming at times. Grant us the grace to deal with difficult people, challenging situations. Help us to get to know you better. Help us to know your Son, Jesus, more. Father, I ask you to use me as your instrument on the program today. Give me the words. Give me the message. And I ask that you allow me to deliver the message in an effective way. That we also ask that you please open all of our hearts and our minds to be receptive to what you have to say this day, even if it stretches us, even if it's a little bit painful. Father, we ask these things in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, well, there we go. Thanks for praying. I hope that helped you, what I said at the beginning. It's easy to become overwhelmed. But it's at those times you got to remember, we got a God who loves us so much that he sent his Son into the world to become one of us. to suffer and die so that we can live with him in heaven. Now, he's not going to let us go. He is going to do everything in his power to help us, to let us feel his presence, and to enable us to get to heaven. And that's why some unpleasant things have to happen in our lives sometimes, because suffering draws us closer to the Lord. And I'm not pleased with that. I wish that was not the case. But it really is effective. And that's one of the reasons he allows it to happen. But anyway, today we're going to talk about how can we be sure we know Jesus. And I'm going to read from the first letter of St. John. This was the first reading at Daily Mass today. And it's a tough message, but it's so clear. That's what I love about it. When I heard this, I thought, yep, this is what we're talking about on the show today. This is what my email, my daily email reflection is going to be about. This is a brutal but powerful message, and I think we all need to hear it. By the way, if you're a new listener to the program, I want to welcome you. My name is Gary Zimek. We do this 5 days a week, and you can find out more information about my work at followingthetruth.com. My website is followingthetruth.com. If you have any questions, you can get in touch with me at gary@followingthetruth.com. While you're at the website, you could sign up for my daily email newsletter. It's called Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. There's no cost. You get it once a day. And this is something that I started doing, I guess it was in April, when the pandemic had started. And I realized I need to reach out in a different way. And I also started this podcast around the same time. The daily email reflection is something, in case you're wondering, I write it myself every day. I don't write them in advance. I typically just key it off or base it off of the daily mass readings, either the first reading of the gospel or the psalm. Sometimes I look elsewhere depending on where the Holy Spirit moves me. But this is something that I write. Sometimes I'll use an excerpt from a book that I wrote. But for the most part, it's something that I write every day. Because I want to help you. I want to help you to hear the Lord speak in your life, to work on your relationship, to help you with your relationship with Christ and allow him to lead you to the Father. That's what I want to do, and that's why I write these. So if you're interested in signing up, you can do it at followingthetruth.com. Again, it's not going to cost you anything. If you get sick of hearing me, you can unsubscribe at any time. And if you do me a favor, I would appreciate it if you would let your friends know, forward them the email, and let them know that they too can sign up for this daily email reflection. All right, so let's look at this. Let's get right to it, because now you're probably all scared. If you don't know about the first reading, you're thinking, oh my gosh, what's he going to say to us today? It's good, though. All right, St. John, first letter of St. John, chapter 2, verses 3-11. All right, here we go. Beloved, see, that's us. He's writing to us. The way we may be sure that we know Jesus is to keep his commandments. Wow, that's to the point, right? The way we may be sure we know Jesus is to keep his commandments. Now watch, John gets really tough here. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. I told you this is clear, but whoever keeps his word, the love of God is truly perfected in him. This is the way we may know that we are in union with him. Whoever claims to abide in him ought to walk just as he walked. Now, I'll continue on. This reading goes on a little bit, but let me pause here and talk about this. Because we hear this, right? The way we can be sure we know Jesus is to keep his commandments. And a lot of times we'll look at this and we'll say, yeah, well, I follow the teachings of the church. I go to church on Sunday. I read the Bible. I follow all the commandments. But this is where the challenge comes in. See, Jesus said a lot of things. He gave a lot of commandments. And following his teachings in the church, that's a very, very important thing to do. I mean, certainly we can't claim we love him if we're going to go against what he teaches in his church. But it's more than just following the rules. It's really following all of his commandments, including the commandment, this is going to be painful, get ready, to not worry and to trust in your Heavenly Father. And again, we've talked about this on the show. I'm not talking about getting rid of your feelings of fear. And neither was he. What he said is, don't worry about tomorrow. So instead of worrying about your problems, Jesus commands us to take him to the Father and ask him to help us. And if we're struggling to love other people, another one of his commandments, to love our enemies. And love isn't a feeling. Again, let's banish this feeling stuff from our mind, because this feeling business gets us in trouble. Love is a decision. You don't have to give somebody a big old kiss because you even if you can't stand them. That's not what Jesus is talking about. We have to love people by praying for them, by putting their needs first, by asking the Lord to bless them, by not saying nasty things to them. And when we struggle with that, and Jesus knew we would struggle with that, we need to depend on the power of the Holy Spirit. So if you fail at this, we're all going to fail at keeping one of these commandments. Again, Jesus said a lot of different things. He said a lot of things that we conveniently ignore sometimes, don't we? And I was thinking today as I was reading this, how many times just today that I failed in keeping one of his commandments. Again, we're not talking the Ten Commandments, although I guess we are in a sense if you dig down deep enough. We're not talking of breaking a law or a command of the church. I'm talking about sometimes I'm just not nice to people the way I should be. Or maybe I talk about somebody behind their back. Or maybe I get negative, or I begin to worry. Or maybe I dismiss somebody or judge their motives. You know, I can judge their actions, but Jesus told me I can't judge what's in their mind. I can't say this person is going to hell. They're condemned. They're no good. They're useless. I start doing that, I'm in big trouble, and I'm not obeying the commandments of Christ. So what does that tell me? It tells me I don't know him as well as I should. And the good, see, this is good news. This is a little scary, but it's good news, because what John is saying is, if we really know Jesus, we're going to keep his commandments. So what happens when we don't keep his commandments? Well, we don't know him as good as we should. What can we do? We can work on that. And when we read God's word like we're reading here, I mean, this is inspired by the Holy Spirit. This is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit who drove Jesus to do what he did. The Holy Spirit speaking through these writers is telling you and me, look, if you're not following the commandments of Jesus, you need to know him better. You need to work on your relationship with him. You need to spend time with him. You need to encounter him in the sacraments. You need to read scripture more. You see, it's good news, because there's something we can do about it. And if I don't know Jesus as well as I should, that's something I want to be aware of. And the idea of knowing Jesus, I look at it as a spectrum. And it's a process that we're going to be working on this for the rest of our lives. I want to keep knowing him better and better and better every day for the rest of my life. That's the goal. That should be the goal for all Christians. And to depend on the Holy Spirit to help us. So how can I gauge how well I know Jesus? Well, how well am I listening to him? And honestly, that's why I love reading scripture on this program. My podcasts, my daily email reflections, they're all scripturally based. Because one of the best ways to get to know the Lord is by reading his word. So it's good news. It's good news that we are able to do a little self-assessment. Am I following his commandments? And again, when Jesus says, take my word seriously in the Sermon on the Mount, when you pray, pray like this, and he gives us the Our Father. When Jesus said, love one another, control your thoughts, because it's possible to commit adultery in your mind. You know, he said a lot of things. These are all commandments. Am I listening? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Well, when I say no, and when I don't listen, then it's an indication that I really don't know him as well as I should, but it's also an invitation to get to know him better so that we can fix this. All right. John continues, "Beloved, I am writing no new commandment to you, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. And yet I do write a new commandment to you, which holds true in him and among you, for the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. Whoever says he is in the light, yet hates his brother, is still in the darkness." Oh boy. "Whoever loves his brother remains in the light, and there is nothing in him to cause a fall. Whoever hates his brother is in darkness. He walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes." Now, see, here's the reminder for us, the reminder that just because we have a relationship with Jesus, that relationship is not something that we should keep to ourselves. It shouldn't end with us. A relationship with Jesus has to be personal, no doubt about it. It's between me and him. And every one of us is called to have that relationship with Jesus, that personal, deep relationship, accepting him, you and me making the decision every day to accept him as our Lord and Savior. And it's really something you have to do every day, because every day presents new situations which we need to surrender to him. But it's got to be personal. But it can't be private. And it can't end with us. You know, I accept Christ as my Savior. Lord, you rule over my life. But it can't end there. That Jesus in me has to overflow and affect other people. And one of the ways that we do that is by loving those around us. Again, love is not a feeling. Love is an action. Love is a decision. How do we love them? We love them with the love given to us by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit even gives us the love to love those unlovable people. We all have them. Let's be honest. We all have them. And how many times are you so annoyed by somebody that you don't want to pray for them? You don't want to be nice to them. You don't want to go out of your way for them. You want to yell at them. You know? But, you know, I'll be honest with you. Let me tell you something. I had a situation the other day where I was really annoyed and angry at someone. And I knew that it wasn't right. I just knew that the feeling, and again, you can't control your feelings. But sometimes your feelings can lead you to do something that you don't want to do or that you shouldn't do. As an example, I'm so mad at this person, I just want to yell at them. I want to tell them why they're wrong. And I don't want to ask the Holy Spirit to help me love them. That's a problem. So I felt the Spirit just saying, "Gary, you better ask for help." And I did, you know, even though I didn't want to. Because I could be a passionate person. I could be stubborn. I can be really strong-willed, and sometimes I just don't want to do the right thing. You know, you get that way sometimes? I mean, that's a lot of us struggle with that. So I asked the Holy Spirit, I said, "Holy Spirit, flow through me, help me to love this person, help me to do the right thing." And I started feeling, it's crazy, I started feeling this sense of peace, this serenity that I was able to think objectively and my anger started to leave me, and I was able to just pray for the person, and I didn't have a chance to talk to that person, but I was able to pray for them, and I really, for an instant, wanted God's will to be done in their life, even though they deserved, in my mind, to be chastised or reprimanded for something they did that was wrong. It was an amazing transformation, and that's what the Holy Spirit can do. So yeah, you're called to love everybody. You're not called to like them. But if you ask the Holy Spirit, you're going to probably find that it'll be easier for you to pray for that person, to be nice to them if you see them, and to do the right thing. But if you don't ask for the Holy Spirit for help, then that's not God's fault. That's your fault. He gives us the Holy Spirit. And again, I'm really guilty of this sometimes. So I recommend you do that. If you struggle with somebody, if you struggle to love somebody, again, you don't have to be walked over. You don't have to be a doormat. But you have to love them. So being nasty, sarcastic, that's not on the table. That's not love. Confronting somebody, being truthful, yeah, that can be love. There's such a thing as tough love. But sarcasm, nastiness, hatred, that's not love. Sometimes saying nothing can be loving. You know, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. That old saying, remember that? So keep that in mind. The way we can be sure we know Jesus is to keep his commandments. That's how we can be sure we know Jesus is to keep his commandments. It's not an all or nothing deal. We're all going to violate this probably in some way each day. There will be some commandment that I will not follow, including the one that says, where Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Sometimes I let my heart be troubled. And I don't turn to him in prayer as quickly as I should. But don't give up hope. Just keep trying. And ask the Holy Spirit for help. And yes, you can know Jesus. And he can be your friend. And he can bring you an incredible amount of peace. Just give him a chance, all right? Hey, thanks for hanging out with me today. I really appreciate you being with me. I look forward to being back with you here tomorrow on Following the Truth. If you have any questions, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Remember to check out my website, followingthetruth.com. And while you're there, I would greatly appreciate it if you would consider becoming a monthly donor to my ministry so I can keep going, so I can keep doing these podcasts and providing them free of charge. And I really need your help to do that. So followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Just click on donate and you will be all set. You'll be taken to PayPal where you can do that securely. Have a fantastic day. God bless you, and I look forward to being back with you tomorrow, God willing, on Following the Truth. See you now.